Hey friends, welcome to Unpolished But Cult, episode one, So You're Not Exactly Holy, Now What? I'm Catherine Schaefer, Canadian author, Christ follower, and professional overthinker of everything holy and ordinary. This podcast is where we unpack the beautiful mess of faith with equal parts scripture, sarcasm, and snacks. This is not a show for the perfect. If your Bible has coffee stains, if your faith feels like it's held together with duct tape and whispered prayers, you are in the right place. Let's talk about what it means to walk with God when your walk looks more like a stumble. So let's be honest. There's this moment, whether you grew up in church or found Jesus in the middle of your adulthood, that sneaks up on you where you realize, I'm supposed to be holy now, and I have no idea what that means. Like, okay, so I gave my life to Jesus, I got the Bible, I've been to a few services, I've even nodded slightly during sermons like I understood what sanctification meant, but then I get home, and I'm still me. Still sarcastic, still impatient with slow walkers at Walmart, still forgetting to pray, still trying to figure out if bless your heart is an insult or a spiritual gift. And I'm thinking, is this it? Is this the holy life? Because it doesn't feel holy. It feels messy, clumsy. Sometimes, flat out ridiculous. And yet, God calls us anyways. Not because we're polished, but because we're His. So a little backstory, I didn't come to faith as a kid, no shiny youth group memories, no vacation Bible school, no crafts with gum glue stick crosses. I came to Jesus late, later than I would have liked if I'm honest. There was no bolt of lightning, just a slow realization that I couldn't carry my life by myself anymore. That maybe the God I kept at arm's length actually wanted me, as is. And once I said yes, I figured I'd wake up the next day with some kind of a jelly glow. Like those Instagram Christians who somehow always have perfect lighting and Bibles with 1,000 tabs. You know the ones. But no, same dishes in the sink, same arguments with my grown kids, same brain that overanalyzes every social interaction for 3 hours. And I remember standing in my kitchen that first week thinking, I don't feel different. Am I doing this wrong? But in Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Wow. He didn't wait for us to get it together. He died for us mid-mess. He called us mid-mess. And he keeps calling us, even when we're not exactly picture perfect. Holiness isn't some magic switch. It's not like you suddenly crave kale and quote Leviticus on command. You're still going to mess up. You're still going to say things you shouldn't. You're still going to think things that would make Paul write you a very aggressive letter. The only difference is, now, you care. Now, there's this voice in you, not a condemning one, but a correcting one. The Holy Spirit gently tugging on your heart, like, hey, maybe don't post that status about your coworker, even if it's technically accurate. And that's growth. That's holiness in motion. And it's messy, yes, but it's beautiful. Now, if you're like me, you probably thought giving your life to Jesus would come with this instant immunity to guilt and shame. cute. What actually happens is you start noticing your flaws more. And the enemy loves to jump in there and say, see, you're not holy. You're a fraud. Look at you trying to read your Bible while judging people in the Costco lineup. But Romans 8:1 says the truth. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So he said, no condemnation, none. Conviction? Heck yes. Because God loves us too much to leave us unchanged. But shame? Shame is not from him. You can't shame someone into holiness. You love them into it. So let's talk about the days where faith feels like it costs you. You smile at church, you sing the songs, but deep down, you feel like you're pretending. First of all, you're not alone. Second, welcome to the party. Faith is definitely not a feeling. Holiness isn't always a mountaintop. Sometimes it's just choosing to show up even when you feel completely unqualified. Sometimes holiness looks like not snapping at your teenager. Sometimes it looks like praying over laundry and crying while you fold socks. And sometimes it's just saying, God, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm here. And you know what? He meets you in that every single time. So here's one for you. A few months after I got saved, I bought this beautiful Bible. Leather cover, golden pages. I treat it like it was made of unicorn hide. One morning, I'm balancing my coffee cup and reading when I knocked the whole thing over. And of course, the coffee lands squarely on Matthew. I panicked. I tried to dab it dry. I even Googled how to remove coffee stains from Bible pages. FYI, don't bother. Don't bother Googling that. I felt so guilty, like I had defiled scripture. I kept apologizing to God like I'd spilled grape juice on the Ark of the Covenant. And I'll never forget what settled in my spirit that day. You didn't ruin it. You made it yours. That stain, it didn't make it less holy. It marked it as lived in, used, loved, which honestly is what God wants from us too. So let's squash something now. Holy does not mean perfect. God is perfect. You are being perfected. In Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. So, refresher, he started the work. He's doing the work. And he'll finish the work. In the meantime, you don't have to fake being perfect. You just have to be faithful. And let me tell you, there's something powerful about watching a flawed, fully human person cling to grace and keep showing up. That's the kind of holiness that changes people. That's the kind of faith that shakes things. One of the most humbling things about this walk, you start realizing this isn't just about me. Your life, your faith, your growth, it ripples. You being honest about your struggles gives someone else permission to be honest about theirs. You showing up, unpolished but called, reminds someone else that God can use them too. And that, my friends, matters. You matter. Even if you still don't know all the books of the Bible in order, you don't need to fix everything today. You don't need to have all the answers. You just need to keep saying yes. Yes to the slow process. Yes to the grace that makes no sense. Yes to showing up anyways. Because God isn't looking for your perfection. He is looking for your presence. And friend, you're here. You're trying. That counts for far more than you know. So thanks for spending this time with me today. If this episode reminds you that holiness is about having it all together, good. You're in good company here. You can find me at katherineschaefer.com or on Instagram, Unpolished But Called. If you enjoyed this podcast, share it with a friend who's also trying to walk this wild road of faith with chip nail polish and unmatched socks. So until next time, stay honest, stay hopeful, and remember, being unpolished doesn't mean you're unqualified. It just means you're real. And real is where God does his best work. Until next time, God bless.